So this is our first Ask the Mayor of the Year, because just the way the calendar fell this year, New Year's Day was on Tuesday, which we would have been in Columbus. So we're starting in Terre Haute.
Sounds good to me.
In 2019, I bet, with Terre Haute Mayor Duke Bennett. Thank you so much for having us. You know, you started the year kind of with a bang on Friday, announcing your reelection for mayor. You know, I think it's fair to say you've been through some tight situations with the budget and a few other things. So why another go around?
Well, you know, this is an ongoing process here to make Terre Haute a better place. And we've done a lot, and I feel really accomplished and feel like we've been able to do a lot of the things we wanted to do, considering we really haven't had much money to do it. We've worked through those financial issues, and that's behind us now. You know, we're talking 3 years ago now, really. And so I would love to be able to advance some projects and do some things now that we have some funds available to us that I just haven't been able to do. So as I look forward, the momentum is really good right now. I'd like to keep that going. That's kind of what the bottom line is.
You mentioned in your reelection release that in spite of loss of property tax revenues, the budget is balanced for 2019.
Actually, 3 years in a row.
I was going to say three years in a row.
Yep.
The state approved it last week. What changes are in the 2019 budget that people should know?
There's really no big changes. You know, we pretty much carried over last year's budget. We didn't want to increase the budget much. Yes, some costs have gone up for us, but we've got some new revenue coming in from the public safety local option income tax, and we think we're going to get a little bit of new revenue on property taxes because assessed values went up. So we tried to keep the budget about the same, and then that would give us a chance then to put money into the bank. So basically, we're going to have some excess revenue we're going to be able to put away that we can reduce and eliminate our borrowing that we do to help us with our cash flows. So that's kind of the last piece we're working on.
That's kind of what I was going to lead to next. You know, some may be confused that they hear the budget is balanced, mm-hmm. but yet there's still a deficit. Can you explain how that works?
The only thing there's a deficit in is the two golf courses. None of our other funds have a deficit. So there are no deficits on our major operating funds, none at all. It's all been taken care of. All we're doing when we borrow the money for the tax anticipation warrant is because we don't have a lot of cash just sitting on the sidelines that we need to be able to make sure we take those dips out where we don't have a lot of cash. So for the first 6 months of the year, we don't get much income. In June, we get a huge paycheck, if you will. We get another huge paycheck in December. And so as you begin to spend cash, if you don't have large reserves, you know, we need about $5 or $6 million just sitting in the bank that to help us cushion that blow. We're not there yet. We've probably got about $1.5 million to $2 million. So we need some additional funds just to level that out through the course of the year. So we'll borrow this money through the tax anticipation warrant, probably cost us about $150,000 in interest, and it'll ensure that all of our payments and all of our projects stay on schedule.
So, and I know that the short-term borrowing has been going down
through
the last 3 years.
Yes.
Where is it? How much are you asking for this year compared to last year?
Well, we're asking
overall
for $3.5 million for the TAW instead of $4 million, and in our redevelopment loan, we'll go from $2 million to $1 million, and then it'll go to zero at the end of the year. So we will have gone from basically $9 million to $3 million probably by the end of this year. It's plus we're paying on our band to the county at a tune of about $1 million a year. So we're making other payments on other things in addition to reducing our borrowing. So everything is working the way our plan laid it out.
And I think the other big news you mentioned a little bit earlier, that the state approved this year's budget
yes.
too. So there are no changes need to be made.
They made one tweak to the transportation budget, our bus system, our transit system, but we were able to move $300,000 over in Cadget, local option income tax money, and took care of it. So just pulled it from a place where we had plenty of excess revenues.
And you've been working with the state on different, and we touched a little bit upon this last month about the arts district grants and other things that you're working on to bring more money into the city.
Exactly. So just, I mean, if you think about just in the last few months, we've got four different grants. We received a community crossings grant to do a project or two, and it's kind of going to help with two projects actually this year in 2019. We got the arts designation downtown that's going to lead to additional funds down the road. That designation just the first step in that. It's going to allow us to get additional grants and we can do more quality of life projects downtown. We got the local tracks grant, of course, for the new overpass at 13th and 8th Avenue. That was $17 million from the state of Indiana. And then the last piece is really our downtown Terre Haute plan that we've got through Main Street and through Okra funding to update our downtown plan. That's probably going to save us about $50,000. So those things all help us to not only free up funds that we would have used for something else or something related, but allows us to do both now. Now that we've got those paid for, we freed those funds up to do other things. And so that's what's exciting, that we've got cash to work with now.
And Margaret Avenue was open. I took a look at it last month on my way back, got some video.
Good.
It looked great. There's still a few things
that
need to get done.
Yeah, we've got lighting to put up this spring. We extend the guardrail on that south side a little bit. There's additional concrete work to be done and landscaping, a final coat surface of asphalt, and all the striping has to be done. So we opened it, but it's not done. I've had people calling me asking a few questions about that, and yes, when spring comes again and construction starts again, we'll finish those things up.
I was somewhat surprised, but maybe not totally surprised, that the new jail site hadn't been approved. That vote was just before or just after we talked the last time.
Yes.
So now it's kind of still up in the air, and now I guess they're looking at sites outside of the city.
They're looking at a variety of sites and made the announcement today that they're looking at sites outside of the city because they don't want to deal with the city council to have something rezoned. That's pretty much what they said in their statement. So a little disappointed with that. I think it needs to be as centrally located as possible, and I'm sure West Terre Haute Police, ISU Police, everybody else would agree with us that we need to be able to get to the jail with those that are arrested as quick as we can and get back on the streets to serve the community. So I'm hopeful they'll still find something in the city, but you know, we'll see where this takes us.
Yeah, I mean, if this does end up going outside, you know, the county somewhere,
it's going to cost us money. We'll have to hire more police officers to be able to train. I mean, on Friday and Saturday nights, for sure, busy nights like that, you know, we're going to need at least two more cars on the street. There's no way around it. It'll take a long time to go and process an arrestee. So we're going to have to look at some options there. It'll definitely be an issue for us.
Convention center design plans are supposed to be somewhat, I believe, unveiled on January 16th. But more information has come out just this past week in the Trib Star about a potential hotel, the garages, placement, but it was mainly from a traffic study.
Yes.
So is that kind of where this is right now?
Yeah, and the traffic study was really, they used that general planning document to help them figure out, you know, where those flows would be, both pedestrian traffic and obviously vehicular traffic. Just to kind of get an idea, what do we need to do? What are we going to be looking at in the future? But those plans are not finalized yet, but we hope to roll them out very, very soon. They're getting there. And so it kind of got a little bit of ahead of us, I guess, than what we wanted to announce next week. So we still have plenty of things to talk about. It's just, it's all about timing, and you got to finish this before you do this and then do this. And all these pieces are falling into place, but not everything is totally 100% finalized.
Yeah, there's so many pieces when you think about 1,000 seat convention center, but then everything that needs to go to be able to fulfill that.
Exactly.
So there's hotel rooms,
just to build it, even
parking.
It's utility relocation. That's a big thing we're working on right now. But then once you start to build it and then people begin to come once it's open, you've got to deal with all those issues. And so we want to make sure the traffic flows around just fine. People are able to get where they need to get and get in and out of the parking garages into the facility correctly. And so that's the final touches we're putting on that design.
And that's a big impact for that area, especially that, 8th Street would be closed?
Yeah, for one there. Block there
for
between Cherry
block.
And Wabash, it'll be closed. The building will set across that, but you'll still be able to get in from the backside for deliveries and those kind of things. But, you know, we have our transit facility right behind that, where we're going to build this facility, if you will. So we've got buses coming and going all day, and ISU's traffic, Clabber Girls traffic, just the downtown traffic in general. So all those things have to come in to play here as we decide how to make the traffic flow once this building is open and in business.
They mentioned a Courtyard Marriott. Is that official?
They're still working on that. So that came out a little bit early, but that's what they would like to happen. The developers would. And so that's kind of the goal, but they're still working on all the legal aspects of that.
Sure. And the Larry Bird Museum that talked about a few months ago, does that go in that area as well?
It'll go up in the front, if you will, right on Wabash Avenue.
We talked, too, about two proposals for a casino kind of on the table as the legislative session gets underway. It'll be interesting to see how this plays out, knowing the history of casinos in Indiana and Terre Haute. Last time you talked about how this will lure people from Illinois if a casino could be built here. That it's a win-win. The state wins, the city wins, everyone wins. Some lawmakers in a recent report said that in this case, there's not much but cows, though, on that side of Illinois, of Terre Haute. what kind of impact do you think?
I mean, I think it's much bigger than what they think. It's a very rural area, there's no question, but even all the way to Effingham, those people travel to Terre Haute to go to the doctor, to shop, to go out to eat. So if you pass through our parking lots on a Friday or Saturday night, you can see those people come to Terre Haute. There's a lot of Illinois plates here. So it's a huge market, even the Danville market. It's going to be closer for them to come here than it would be to go up in the Gary or anywhere else up in that region where their casinos exist. So yeah, everybody has an opinion, that's for sure. But if we place this in the right location, you will not only draw from Illinois, but you draw from Indianapolis. So we really hope to be able to bring all those people to Terre Haute. We're 2 hours away from any other casino, really. And so it makes perfect sense.
And there's been no legislation yet been filed.
But I think maybe they filed it yesterday or today. I mean, it's getting close. So if you haven't, I haven't seen it yet myself.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It's imminent. So it'll be something that's happened immediately.
And there are many other things that are, I always like to ask mayors because, of course, all the state legislation, you know, impacts Indiana cities.
Right.
And this is a great question for you of just kind of a little bit of a preview. You know, we've talked about the hate crimes bill, and there's, of course, teacher pay that seem to be kind of floating to the top of making the headlines. But what, in your mind, should make the headline from the State House this
year? Well, I think the casino for us. So really, that boils down to that. That would be a huge economic impact for Vigo County and Terre Haute. So that's where our focus is at. I'm not aware of anything else that has a significant impact on Terre Haute. It's good that governor's applauding and making public statements that he supports the hate crimes thing. I think that's great. Teacher pay needs to be increased. They need to figure out a way to do that and deal with DCS too. Those are all important functions and people that serve our community. And so all the things that I've heard sound good to me, but there's nothing specific for Terre Haute that I see that's going to be negative or that I think we need to go fight for right now. But let's wait till the bills are filed. That'll be the key. But right now I'm feeling pretty good about this session.
We can't ignore the weather, 53 degrees these last
few
days.
It's unbelievable.
It's been great. I mean, of course, unless you like the snow and the ice.
Some people do. I've had people go up to say, but I'm like, I am fine with none of that. So.
But I think about the budget and how.
It helps.
That
it
helps. Absolutely. So what happens with that snow budget that is not being used?
So really, right, you know, we still hold on to our salt and sand. You know, I mean, obviously over time it begins to deteriorate, but we still have all that. We don't have to pay overtime. And so we have less fuel costs, less breakdowns of equipment, less overtime. It's all good for everybody. I expect still to have some snow and
it's
ice.
Early.
I'm sure we'll get some, but it's been great so far because it's just a, we've had two mild winters prior to this, and so far this has been a very mild winter. So it's just good on the budget. It's good on the streets too, because when you're not putting salt down, it doesn't help deteriorate things as quickly. So it's good across the board.
And I know it's early, maybe this is a question for next month, but when there is that extra money, does that go toward road, more asphalt
paving?
Well,
yeah, you know, now what's changed is in the MVH budget, which is our street department budget, the state requires us now to spend 50% of that on roads. You know, it used to be, it didn't work that way. And so I don't think a lot of people understand that we're under a whole new guideline where we used to spend about 60 to 65% just to pay the salaries, buy equipment, buy supplies. We can't do that anymore. And so it does mean more goes to the streets, but it's forced by the legislature to change that 50-50 rule. So half of the money we take in has to be spent on the streets, which I'm fine with that, but it changed our dynamics. We don't have a lot of extra money anymore to buy equipment or supplies or whatever. So it'll shake itself out over time and we'll get into a new routine. But right now, when we save there, it does give us more money to apply directly to streets.
Mm-hmm. So 2019, last year, or last month, we talked about year in review. Now, as we head into 2019, What are two or three of those top three things that you're really, really looking for this year?
We're going to get started on our long-term control plan. You know, we closed our loan recently, and the bids will be back soon, so we'll know exactly how much we have to borrow. But we're approved up to $70 million to do two major projects and then a third smaller project when those two kind of get going. New lift station, new high-rate treatment facility. So once again, capturing the water, treating it before we put it back into the river. Phase two will be, once we get those three projects done, that'll be completed. We'll move on to phase three in the coming years. So I feel really good about that. One, getting the funding in place. And that's just really a big burden off me to make sure we stay on that plan. And then the second thing, I guess, is the police station. You know, we're working on the funding for that. And so next week, I've got a couple of key meetings with looking at proposals of how we might fund that and before we go public and put it out to bid. So I'm really excited about that. We're going to get the police station started. You know, a lot of people say, well, maybe he's just saying that. But no, we were waiting on some financial things to happen. They've fallen into place exactly the way we thought they would. Now we can advance that project. So that's a big one. The design work on the new overpass at 13th and 8th Avenue will start this year. So we'll figure out exactly what it's going to look like, and then construction will start in 2020. So that's on an accelerated schedule that I didn't even plan on doing. And then just the paving projects. We were meeting actually first of next week to lay out our paving projects for 2019, and there's some streets that really need it bad, and we're going to roll that out there and get that very soon too. So it's going to be a big year from an infrastructure perspective. I think there's going to be some good economic stories to talk about. The governor's in town this Friday to talk about Saturn Pet Care coming to Terre Haute, and then Vigo County Industrial Park. That's going to be a good kickoff to the year for an economic development project. So I'm thinking 2019 shaping up not only good for us financially, but to be able to invest in the community. So having the new money coming in, we're setting money aside so we don't have to borrow, yet we're going to be able to do some really good things. I'm loving the way things are shaping up. Terre Haute's kind of on a roll right now. We got to keep it on a roll.